Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, Dermot put a video up on 98fm.com the other day. It was of a Russian woman in Egypt who does something called baby yoga.
Now, to the normal ear, that sounds fine. I mean, people bring babies to baby massage. Yeah. I know my wife brought our kids to that.
Why not?
However, yoga kind of conjures up images of gentle stretches, sitting on a mat and maybe rolling on something soft.
That's not what this is.
She stands in her back garden and basically grabs the kid by the ankle and an arm and swings it around. Now, it's not violent enough that you would go, oh my god, get a Garda sniper to take her down.
It's still very uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it makes you uncomfortable. Now, none of the babies apparently have been harmed, and she swears that it does them a world of good. Right. I'm not quite sure how swinging it around your head, you know.
Well,
I just put myself in the baby's position. I wouldn't like someone to do that unless I've paid money and it's a ride in Funderland or something.
Well, Nathan Thomberg is a guy who writes for Time magazine, and he recently conducted an interview with this lady. He contacted us when Durham put the video up on the website and said, would you like to have a chat? We said, of course we would. So Nathan's in New York, so good afternoon or good evening from here, and good morning to you over there, Nathan.
Good morning.
So we saw your video or a video of this lady doing baby yoga. We put it up on our blog on our website here at 98fm.com. You spotted that yourself and contacted us.
I run a parenting sort of anguish blog called Dad Wagon here in the United States, but we have a lot of readers in Ireland and throughout Europe. So when I saw that it was being talked about over there, I was pretty excited. I'm glad people are catching on to I don't know, what is this, a new fitness craze?
Yeah, it's a craze. Certainly putting the craze in crazy. Anyway, you're pretty much as up close and personal with this woman as anyone has been. What were your first impressions on talking to her?
You know, she's interesting because I would ask her these pretty involved questions, you know, about how could you possibly do this to a two-week-old infant. And for your listeners who haven't seen this thing, it's basically her swinging this child, sometimes by one arm, around her head and doing flips and holding it upside down. It's a little vertigo-inducing to watch. And I would ask you these long, sort of fraught questions about the cartilage and the brain and shaken baby syndrome. And you know, she would basically say, "Niet, it makes your hands stronger." And that was it. That was her answer.
So it's very good for your hands, not necessarily the baby's neck.
Yeah, you know, she didn't clarify. That's a good question.
Well, has there been any proof of any babies actually being hurt by her yoga?
No, although I was a little suspicious of her answer. I did ask her, you know, have there been any injuries? Have you ever dropped one of these babies? And words in Russian were, not that I recall.
Yeah, exactly. That's the typical politician's answer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I it's hard to say. I'm certainly sure there isn't any peer-reviewed science about this. But, you know, it all comes from the Soviet scientist named Tchaikovsky, who had been doing this for like 30 years. And he advocates also, you know, tossing very young children into icy cold water and fetching them back out and giving birth with dolphins. And you know, there's a lot of, there's a whole world out there, man.
A whole world of crazy.
Basically.
What background does she have? Does she train with this man, or how is she justifying herself as an expert in the art of baby yoga?
You know, it's just a gut feel on her part. I asked her kind of, you know, what the training regimen was, how quickly you could get into this activity with your kid, and she said, you know, sometimes as little as one session, depends on the mom and how they're feeling.
And well, that's like me deciding I want to be an astronaut, and I just get up in the morning and I am one.
And then you take your two-week-old newborn with you into space.
And do a spacewalk. Hey, everyone's doing it.
I take someone else's two-week-old baby into space.
And Nathan, you're a dad, obviously, with dadwagon.com. How many kids have you got?
I've got two. They're 4 and 2 years old now.
Right, well, Dermot has exactly the same. He has two boys, 4 and 2. I have a young boy who's 1. So I think I'll ask everybody in this conversation, would you swing your two-week-old son or daughter around your head and think it would do them some good?
I'll wait for your answer, Dermot.
There seems to be little in the way of sort of scientific, you know, evidence of the benefits of it to the child. I mean, did she try and explain?